Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're here till 6:30 tonight. We got Atlanta United taking on Orlando. Pregame, 6:30. And then at 7:30, Mike Conte and Jason Longshore will have the call for you. Let's try to make it two in a row. We pushed back Yeah Man, No Man today. So we got to get to it. Dom has been doing all the things today. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
Caught me off guard there because I thought I had the music up.
No!
But it's all good.
Oh, no, that's a technical foul, Carl.
That is good. Two shots
and the ball.
Almost had the perfect show.
Talk to us, baby.
It's all good. We'll go ahead and get into it. We don't have
He had the no-hitter going.
He did.
We went an extra half hour tonight because Ronnie Dyla and your United taking out Orlando City over Mercedes-Benz. Why am I talking like this? Hopefully we can make it a two-win streak, but now it's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Yes. So earlier today, obviously, we talked about movies. I gave you guys a movie last time for Yeah Man, No Man. So obviously, I'm very big on movies. I'm a huge movie theater guy. However, I've learned something recently that people do that I didn't really know was a thing, and I want to get you all's opinion on it. Yeah Man, No Man, going to the movies just for the popcorn is a good idea.
Going to the movies just for the popcorn?
There are people that go to the theater.
Yeah, it's real.
Don't buy a ticket. Get them some popcorn.
Really?
And leave.
I mean, the hot buttered popcorn, can't you simulate that at your house by melting butter and pouring it on the popcorn?
It's a little different when you get it at the theater.
I don't know why, but it is, to your point. And, right. And here's what's funny. Every time we go, my wife's like, you're going to get the big one? I'm like, yes. I never get it refilled, even though they tell you can refill it. But by the end of the movie, it's gone, right? And I don't immediately just start munching on it as soon as I get it. And to Mike's point, I do like the hot butter and all that. Mike, there's so many different microwavable popcorns now with you know kettle corn and extra butter and all this stuff, but it's not like it's not the same. I agree with Dom on this.
I love movie popcorn. I tell the girl to double bag the popcorn because I'm gonna get over there to the self. They have the self butter dispenser.
Yeah,
and you're gonna add.
18 napkins. I'm down there.
But I'm also gonna go to the show.
My things are I get a popcorn with enough butter to sink the Titanic and M&Ms. You know, but I got my sweet with my salty.
Sure.
But I'm going to go watch the movie because I can go do Orville Redenbacher and slather it with butter in my house. I've never heard that, going to the theater specifically for the popcorn.
Yeah, I have.
And, I say no man.
I got to go to the show. If I'm going to do that, that's what I look forward to because I don't do that all the time. So
Mission Impossible,
I had a big bucket. And I was cool with it. But, yeah, man, just to show up and be like, yeah, give me the biggest bucket of popcorn and I'm out of here. No, man, I can't get that. I can't get with that either.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I got to see the movie, too. All right, real quick, last one here. I want to talk to you all about a man named Delicious.
You know I can't call a man Delicious.
Well, that is actually his name. His name is Delicious Ore. He is of Russian descent, I believe, but fights out of Great Britain. Okay. He was a amateur boxer, actually fought in the Olympics a little bit, but he finally made it to the professionals, fought a professional bout, and won, and then immediately retired afterwards.
Okay. Mm. Delicious. All right. I'm looking at him up. He's got a space between his teeth that maybe makes Michael Strahan look like he's got perfect crowns.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny, man. He's only 27.
Yes. He said, I hope that turning professional would reignite the passion, but the truth has become clear. It hasn't. Every fighter knows you need a deep love for the craft to reach the top, and without it, there's no path forward. Yeah, man, no man, retiring after your first fight.
Wow. He won, though,
Boss
right?
move. He did win.
I'm out.
Gold medalist in the European Games, super heavyweight.
Okay.
So, I mean, he had the chops at some point.
He did. He did. Yeah.
I mean, show, I guess prove it to himself I can do this, and then he walked away.
Look, nobody. Okay. I shouldn't say nobody. There are a lot of people who like to get punched in the face. I don't necessarily like to get punched in the face. And as a boxer, that's what's going to happen. But yeah, if you told me that I was going to have one professional fight, Mike, and I was going to win it, I'm done. I did that. I conquered it. I crushed it. I'm a champion. I'm good. I don't need to fight anymore. No, look, I'm not mad at this guy at all. Right. And if he didn't have the passion, guess what was going to happen? He was going to get knocked out.
Yeah. So, never lost.
By the way, delicious. I mean, there's a million ways to go
that,
with this.
Man. I can't do
it. You know, smoking Ori, you know what I mean? Smoking Joe. I mean, I don't know, Pretty Boy, Sugar Ray. There's a lot of ways you can go in a fight game. Delicious.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like, and again, you know, in this corner, it doesn't sound like right. It's going anywhere.
No,
like,
it would be different if you grew up in like an apple farm. Golden delicious Ori.
Okay. Okay.
And even then, you know, I'm stretching it right
yeah,
there.
But I just have a problem. Like, that's my boy, right. Delicious.
All right.
All right, man, we got to get out of here. We need to clear our throat. Hey, thanks to Mike Griffith for stopping by. Tomorrow, we're talking NBA playoffs. What happens tonight? By the way, one team has come back from 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals. It was Golden State.
Ooh.
Who came back and beat OKC, which then prompted Kevin Durant to go to Golden State. We'll see what happens. And, tonight, if this series is over.
Right.
All right, Mike, we got to clear the way, man. Tonight, it's Orlando in town, Atlanta United. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
I've done a rant. It's up there at Mike Bell ATL. Carl's been laughing all day about this. It's a whole culture of guys obsessed with meaningless stats. You know, I don't know if this is the intersection of competition trophies and analytics, but guys can tell me, oh, no, hard outs are important. So when is Major League Baseball going to give you exit velo says 4 hard outs equals a run? You don't get a run knocked in, it's an out. It's meaningless. I don't want to hear about exit velocity, you nerds.
I really didn't realize Julio only had 4 targets until he said it. And looking back, what?
Super Bowl 51.
Oh, all right, man. We're back at you guys tomorrow, 2 o'clock. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you have an unsubstantial wins above replacement.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.